Now I'm going to begin to read here, chapter 2, verse 1 of Colossians. He says, "For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh." Now, Laodicea was right near Colossae. I've been to Laodicea, but not to Colossae. But I could stand on the high point and look across that Lycus Valley and see along by the side of the mountain there by the gates of Phrygia that leads into the Orient and into the East. And that was the ruins of Colossae. And it was a great city, but it was not really nearly as great as Laodicea. And that's one of the seven cities, remember, that John wrote to. That was the lukewarm place. So that the danger here and that which caused great conflict in the heart of the Apostle Paul, and by the way, that word conflict is our word agony, and MacPhail calls it prayer agony. We need a lot of agonizing in prayer, I think, and this is prayer agony. And Paul saw that there was a grave danger. This is about 100 miles inland from ancient Ephesus, Izmir today, or ancient Smyrna, and it's an area, apparently, that when Paul came through that area, and he did twice, he did not come that particular direction, because even when he attempted on his second missionary journey to go down into Asia, the Spirit of God forbade him. So he turned and took the northern route, and so when he came the third time overland walking, he apparently, not knowing the southern route, he did know the northern route, he took that. So apparently he never was in Colossae. And he never was in Laodicea. And he mentions that as many as have not seen my face in the flesh. Now he has great agony for them because they were in danger of going in one or two directions here. And that's the danger of the church today. And that explains, as it did later on in Laodicea, their lukewarm condition, that they had lost sight of the person of Christ because Christ is the answer to the head of man. He's the answer to the heart of man. Now, will you notice, as we move along into this section, when he says, "As many as have not seen my face in the flesh," I think it makes it very obvious that Paul had not been to Colossae, or that they had so many new believers there that had come in since he was there, that they hadn't seen his face. But I think that's highly unlikely.